to the adventure on Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and our next guest is a band that has some cool new music, and I just want to tell everybody you better shut the fuck up and listen to them. So let's bring on Red Star.
It's you.
Did you like how I snuck that in there? Nobody even knows why I said that yet.
Right. Yeah, man. Why be such a dick, dude?
I know, right?
Yeah, homework. I like that.
There you go. So tell everybody about your new song. It's STFU, meaning shut the fuck up. And what I love about it is I feel like saying that every single day for at least the past year, probably the past 4 years, maybe even my whole life.
Definitely our whole life. I mean, it applies at all times, right?
No doubt.
Perfect for you then.
So tell our listeners all about the song and how it came about and what kind of message you're trying to send people, which is pretty obvious.
You want to take that, Damien?
Yeah, Damien, yeah. You can tell them. Well, I'll tell them about the music and you tell them about the lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, so basically, you know, it's as simple as the statement. It's just like, I feel like we're in a time where too many people are talking and don't know how to really listen more, and it's always good to send out a reminder that people just need to know how to shut the fuck up sometimes.
There you go. You know, it's funny about that. If we didn't have social media, people wouldn't have so many opinions and be talking so much, because if they did it in front of somebody's face, you might be singing a different song, like I'm gonna knock you the fuck out.
Yeah. People say very little in person. The same people that are squawking all the time on the internet, you see them in real life and they just stay in the corner, you know. So it's like there's a lot of big talk always happening, and it's a way to be a loudmouth but not really be one, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, listen, we don't know what other people, like your band, you live in all different parts of the country, so yeah, a perfect example. Like, the way it is in California opposed to the way it is in New Jersey opposed to the way it is in Orlando is totally different. And I think people have to really shut the fuck up so they can hear why people believe the way they do or live their life the way they do. Because a lot of times it does have to do with your geographic location and the environment around you.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a really good point. And another thing that happens with people is, they say, you know, act a certain way, but they haven't even visited some of these other places, you know? I know a lot of people who haven't even been out of the state they live in, and they think they know everything, you know? At least we've traveled all over the place because we've toured, and I've been to all those states, and I've been all around, and I understand having a different viewpoint and living in a different geographical location. But I'm not the one sounding off about what's wrong or what's right, you know, based on just my opinion only.
Exactly. You know, we were just talking about this in an interview yesterday, because I know people that, forget state, city, county, I know people that haven't even left their street their whole life. Like, so, wow. How do you, you know, like, they have no clue, you know, for people that have been all over the place, they have no clue of what really is going on out there, because they live in such a small bubble.
It's true. It's really true. And it's interesting what Mikey said, just to chime in on that, is I lived in Florida most of my life. I moved to California. I lived in L.A. for many, many years. And it's one of the greatest places I've personally ever been to in my life, and the people and everything. And then I come back to Florida and people are like, why'd you go to California? You know, it's so horrible. And these are all people who've never been there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, I've met the coolest people on the planet so far that I've met in my lifetime in that state, and in Los Angeles in particular. But it's really interesting that Mikey said that, because it's very true.
Well, you know what's funny about that is I live in Florida right now. I'm originally from Jersey, and I went to high school and part of college in California. So I'm from all three places. I'm a little fucked up because of it, though. But, you know, it's funny when I go to California, which I do all the time, and I see all my old friends that, like, I've been friends with forever. The common thing they say to me is, man, you've been in Florida too long. And it's simply because it's such a, and you can testify to this, it's such a different way of life in Florida than it is in L.A.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Completely different. You know, I definitely really love the energy of in L.A. Like, I personally, for me, I feel more energetic when I'm out there. There's something about it, and it's something about the people. And Florida's great, too. You know, it's a little more laid back and chill, and, you know, it's a little more family-oriented and stuff, but it's also a very peaceful place, too, and I can kind of wrap my head around a lot more things, you know, from here sometimes. So it's both places are special, you know, in their own way.
Yeah, and imagine if you never went to Cali, what you might be thinking of California yourself, you know?
Yeah, I'd probably be working at Disney and wearing a mouse head, waving my hands at the Easter parade. So
you could actually do that here, though, too, Rob.
I'd rather keep getting my tattoos and playing rock music with my friends here.
Yeah, there you go. And
that's what I'm about.
And, you know, even like things like the weather. You know how many people that I talk to in California that say, oh, I would never live in Florida because of the hurricanes. And then all the people I know in Florida are like, oh, I'd never live in California because of the earthquakes.
Yeah.
So it's even that perception right there, because, like, I've been in both, and I don't think I would say either about either. I think the earthquakes, to me, have been always easier than the hurricanes.
Right.
Luckily.
It's funny to me that people are concerned about natural disasters that don't happen all that often.
Exactly.
They're concerned about the people that inhabit these places. You know what I mean? Like, there's places I wouldn't go to because of the people, not because of what might happen. You know, like a tornado might happen once in a while. I'm like, nah, that's not the reason I'm not going there.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. It's like saying, I'll never go to Japan because there's going to be a tsunami while I'm there.
Yeah, well, Godzilla's going to get me, so I'm not going there.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'd rather chill with Godzilla.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, did you see the new Godzilla vs. Kong?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was actually pretty sick. I'm not going to lie.
And it.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I like the way they did, like, the Mecha Godzilla and shit. I thought that was actually, like, really dope in that whole, like, fight scene.
Yeah, and you know what? You didn't expect it either. Like, most movies, sometimes you watch and you know what's going to happen the whole movie. And that one, I felt like I didn't expect how it was going to turn out 100%.
Yeah. Plus, they must have had, like, an insane budget because, like, you know, like, CGI and everything was fucking insane.
Yeah, no doubt. It's not.
Was Rodan in that?
Say that again?
Did they have Rodan in that? Rodan's like the flying creature, right?
I don't think it did.
No, it was just like Kong.
I don't want to see it then.
The robot.
Robot?
Yeah, it was Godzilla-type robot.
Oh, okay.
So tell our listeners about your music for anybody that hasn't, like, listened to you. I like to have artists kind of describe their music opposed to boxing them into a genre.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. It's like,
music's awesome.
I don't know, man. It's just fucking, you know, it's fucking dope. It's literally, like, that's it. Yeah, that's about it. It's fucking got rap in it. It's fucking got rock, but it's not boring.
I love it.
It's funky. It's funky sounding. It's got the heavy element. When I say heavy, not like what most people are used to is heavy, like extremely down to it or very metal. It's just more with that, you know, that jump up and down, bob your head kind of feel. And the songs are very catchy, but they're very edgy as well. And good to have sex to, I would imagine.
And I think you should just start a new genre and call it the dope genre. And you guys are the originators of the dope genre.
There you go.
Yeah. As long as they're called as junkies, you know, I definitely don't want to have a fan base called the junkies.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to actually make sure everybody understands what kind of dope you are.
Right.
And to chime in,
well, the explanation should have to be thorough. So many people don't listen, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, it just goes back to your song. Like, you could say something like dope, and you'll have like 100 different people giving a different opinion of what that means.
Right. Then we'd have to interject and be like, would you shut the fuck up and listen to what we're actually talking about?
That's great. I love it.
And also, too, just to chime in on that, like what the guys were saying, you know, what I particularly like about this band the most is that everyone in the band brings 1,000% to the table. You know, I've worked in projects before where, you know, there's always that those lagging people that cause, you know, kinks in the chain. And this band really started in the middle of a pandemic when, you know, this was, you know, something that you wouldn't believe would be able to happen. And we're very fortunate that we all were able to come together by fate and really work hard. And, you know, with working with our producer, Sahaj Tikitin, really helped us out, as well as shape art and craft our sound. And all the songs sound different, but yet it all sounds like the same band, which is really cool. So we're really excited to start rolling everything out. And STFU will be out May 21st, 21. So we're excited to get the first single out. Hopefully everyone will like it and start following us.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah, you have to have, like, in any situation, whether it's at your job or, you know, relationship or anything that you're doing with somebody else, everybody has to be dedicated and driven and, you know, really on board to work as a team. And that's how stuff, you know, moves forward and has a natural energy with it, you know? I guess when you think about, like, the pandemic and stuff like that, the pandemic basically, you know, upended everybody's lives, you know? And we saw that a lot of bands basically imploded during that time. And, you know, not that we're better than anybody or anything like that, but, you know, we started a new band during that time. It was a very uncertain time. It was like, you know, we all came out of other bands. Like, I was in a band that actually Russ was playing drums in at the very end. I was in that band for 10 years. It broke up, and the next day, I started this band. You know, we got this band going. And it was a very uncertain time, because you're like, well, how are you trying to start a band during a pandemic where there's, like, no one knows what's going to be happening? In many ways, there's no incentive to, like, move forward, because just, you know, the whole world came to a standstill. And we just worked at it, and just focused at it. And then boom, you know, there was just no turning around. Like, that was our mission.
I think it's badass, actually. Like, that's the ultimate in being dedicated to your craft and everything else. Like, to be in the middle of a pandemic and start a band, that takes major, like, cojones for sure. So I give credit to you. And I also, as a motivational type person, like, that's like seeing the vision that nobody else is seeing, because at the end of the day, several years from now, we're going to look on that and back on this as a short blip in time. And there were opportunities created like you did with your band.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
So
I like to think that it's like a motivating factor for other people. Hopefully it's just like, you know, again, like I said, there was a lot of just doubt and uncertainty going on. You know, when something, first off, people were losing their lives and losing their jobs and stuff like that. And that's horrible, right?
Yeah.
But the other end of the spectrum is that people were, like, bumming out that they couldn't go to bars and just do, like, little trivial things and stuff like that. And don't get me wrong, like, just everyday entertainment is, I get it, that's fun and that's necessary. But if you think about it, those are just small little things in the big scope of life, right? So if you can persevere through that stuff and kind of see like a bigger picture, hopefully that's a motivating factor for people to, like, really just kind of, like, do something maybe they thought they couldn't ever do, you know?
Exactly.
Follow our lead. And again, I want to be clear about this. Like, not that we're better than anybody or anything like that or above anybody or anything. I'm just saying, like, I want to be able to make people feel like the impossible is possible.
You
know, so many people just feel like, oh, I can't do that. And it's like, well, why not? Why can't you do that?
I love that attitude.
Of course you can do it.
I love that attitude, because that's the way it should be. And listen, that's how any band that's been around long term, they've gone through, like, maybe they didn't start in a pandemic, but they went through years of dedication and, you know, pain of the roller coaster ride to get where they get. So, like, you got to pay your dues.
Right.
You guys just had to pay your dues through a pandemic.
Right.
Absolutely.
And then disappointment of the other act that we were in, not getting anywhere or not coming through or being, you know, dysfunctional or whatever the issue was, right? It was kind of just being able to see through that. There was a clarity during that time that was able to be seen. You know, like I said, you could look at it a couple of ways. You'd just be like, oh, I'm bummed out about this, that, or the other thing. Or I can be like, all right, well, hey, I see exactly what's going on and exactly where I belong or where I'm going. And you make the choice, you know, and the four of us, I feel like we made the right choice, you know?
I think you did too. After checking out the video myself, I think you definitely made the right choice. And how do people connect to you guys on social media? How do they check out the new song when it drops? All that good stuff.
You know, send the pictures to the DMs and stuff, you know, with boob pics and stuff like that, all that good stuff. R-E-B-B-S-T-A-R. I mean, I always feel like these days that people can't find something on the internet. Either they just don't want to find it or they're clueless.
No doubt.
So then, you know, you go on those, you know, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all this stuff, and then through that, you filter over to our pages, our personal pages, and that's where the DMs come. And some of them we answer, some of them we don't.
So
depends on the pair of boobs that get sent to us, right?
Yeah, exactly. You got to make sure it's good.
Grade A content.
And then next Friday, 5/21, as Russ said, FTFU, that will be everywhere. And hopefully people will FTFU long enough to listen to FTFU.
I like how you put that. That was cool. That was a good way of putting it. So there any other final words you guys want to leave the listeners with that we haven't covered that you want them to know about you and the song?
Yeah, FTFU. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that sums it up.
I think that's about all that needs to be said right there. So everybody, STFU, and check this band out. They are badass, Red Star. And make sure to check out STFU when it drops on May 21st via Blood Blast Distribution. And thanks for being, you know, like such troopers to like start a band during a pandemic and give us such great music. And thanks for being on the Avengers Bite, man.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.